March 26th, The Daily Stoic. What rules your ruling reason? How does your ruling reason manage itself? For in that is the key to everything. Whatever else remains, be it in the power of your choice or not, is but a corpse and smoke. Marcus Aurelius, Meditations 12.33. The Roman satirist Juvenal is famous for this question. And the question is written here in Latin, and instead of obliterate the pronunciation, I'm just going to read the English version, which is, "Who watches the watchman?" In a way, this is what Marcus is asking himself, and what you might ask yourself throughout the day. What influences the ruling reason that guides your life? This means an exploration of subjects like evolutionary biology, psychology, neurology, and even the subconscious, because these deeper forces shape even the most disciplined, rational minds. You can be the most patient person in the world, but if science shows we make poor decisions on an empty stomach, what good is all that patience? So don't stop at stoicism, but explore the forces that drive and make stoicism possible. Learn what underpins this philosophy you're studying, how the body and mind tick. Understand not only your ruling reason, the watchman, but whoever and whatever rules that too. A Year with C.S. Lewis, Diabolical Pride. The real black diabolical pride comes when you look down on others so much that you do not care what they think of you. Of course, it is right and often our duty not to care what people think of us, but if we do so for the right reason, namely because we care so incomparably more what God thinks. But the proud man has a different reason for not caring. He says, "Why should I care for the applause of that rabble, as if their opinion were worth anything? And even if their opinions were of value, am I the sort of man to blush with pleasure at a compliment, like some chit of a girl at her first dance? No. I am integrated. I am an integrated adult personality. All I have done has been done to satisfy my own ideals, or my artistic conscience, or the traditions of my family, or, in a word, because I'm that kind of chap. If the mob like it, let them. If they're nothing to me." In this way, real thoroughgoing pride may act as a check on vanity. For, as I said a moment ago, the devil loves curing a small fault by giving you a great one. We must try not to be vain, but we must never call on our pride to cure our vanity. From Mere Christianity. 1959, Lewis is elected Honorary Fellow of University College, Oxford. Jesus Calling. Waiting on him means directing your attention to him in hopeful anticipation of what he will do. It entails trusting him with every fiber of your being instead of trying to figure things out yourself. Waiting on him is the way he designed you to live all day, every day. He created you to stay conscious of him as you go about your daily duties. He has promised many blessings to those who wait on him. Renewed strength, living above one's circumstances, resurgence of hope, awareness of his continual presence. Waiting on him enables you to glorify him by living in deep dependence on him, ready to do his will. It also helps you to enjoy him in his presence. Is fullness of joy. I say to myself, "The Lord is my portion, therefore I will wait for him. The Lord is good to those whose hope is in him, To the one who seeks him, it is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. Thus Lamentations 3:24-26. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Isaiah 40:31. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Psalm 16:11.